Have you ever had your eye on something that you know you really need? You know that it would make your business better or your life better, but you just don't really feel comfortable spending the money. And you keep thinking, I should be able to do this on my own. If I just follow along and do all of the free stuff and binge the podcast and take all of the free events and learn a little bit more on my own, I'm sure I can figure this out. But if I can't figure it out, I'll just join next time. That's what happened with my last guest. She had been waiting behind the sidelines or along the sidelines for CBD. And she kept thinking she shouldn't need CBD. Her content wasn't getting her traction. Her socials weren't growing. Her podcast had reached a lull. She'd even stopped recording episodes. Because she just felt like she couldn't get her content right to bring her people to her. And being a human design practitioner, she thought that she should, in air quotes, know how to do this. And you may know a lot about your human design, or you may know nothing about your human design. Either way, the Content by Design experience is going to show you how to speak from your soul to your ideal client's soul. How to remove the layers of conditioning that are on your voice so that you can say what you came here to say. Suzanne Arjona is a 6-2 emotional manifesting generator and a beautiful human. I had so much fun with her inside of CBD, and she really quickly became part of the community. Because once you're in the Content by Design experience, it's like the Hotel California. You can check out, but you can never leave. You can keep coming back through for live rounds. And Suzanne quickly formed friendships within that community. One of the biggest realizations for her was when we started to look at the lesson where we look at, are you designed for group work? Are you designed for one-on-one work? Are you designed for a mix of the two, a hybrid? And remember that in human design, nothing is a hard and fast rule, in my opinion. Nothing's black or white. It's all nuanced. And when we looked at the nuances of Suzanne's design, we saw that she's actually beautifully suited to one-on-one work. And all along, she had been trying to scale her business by offering group programs, because that's what some guru online told her that she should be doing. There are so many ways to scale your business. And one-on-one work can absolutely be a part of that if that's what suits for you. So listen in today. Suzanne is going to talk a little bit about her journey as a manifesting generator through many iterations of her business and how she's now creating the kind of content that she deems consistent, because remember, you get to choose what's consistent for you, and that's bringing her clients to her. She's feeling better in her business than she ever has, and really able to step into this role model phase of her six-line profile. I think you're going to really like this episode, and I know when you join us inside CBD, you are going to love to get to work with Suzanne. Welcome to this week's episode of Unjaded. I have a super special guest for you today. Suzanne Arjona has been in the coaching and personal development space for 26 years. She's a certified human design specialist and the author of 3 books, which I definitely want to hear about. And her company is called Coaching by Design. So welcome here, Suzanne.
Thank you, Vicky. I'm really happy to be here. I'm super excited. So
yay. So tell me about your business. Who do you serve and how do you serve them?
I work with women who tend to wear a lot of hats all throughout their life and get lost in the roles that they're playing, because they're playing these roles for everyone else and they tend to lose themselves along the way. And so I work with them to rediscover who they are and rebuild that foundation to be themselves throughout all of these different stages of their life.
So you're speaking to basically every listener of the Unjaded podcast.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's most women out there. We have a tendency to take on the roles and then lose ourselves in them because we just give ourselves to everybody else.
Yeah, that's such a powerful way to put it. We give ourselves to everyone else. So your human design, you are a 6-2 manifesting generator, which means what to you in your business?
An emotional manifesting generator, which really meant a lot. But finding out that I was a manifesting generator really cleared a lot of things up for me. In my business, for the whole of the 26-ish years, I've always been doing a lot of different things. And everything was always shifting and growing and evolving. And I was always told, you need to focus. You need to pick a niche. You need to pick something that you're doing that you're going to be known for. And I couldn't pick just one. And so that was it. I was going to fail. That's what all of the voices said. So when I discovered that, no, you're doing this right. You're doing this the way you're designed to do it, to do a lot of different things and to bring those together into something new, that just made the total world of difference in what I do. Now I can embrace all of those different things and focus more on how do they work together versus trying to get rid of that one or get rid of this one and just do that one.
I love that explanation of it. And that was the freedom for me as well, was in being able to bring it all together. And I think as second lines as well, the magic is in what's alive for us right now. So we just naturally are called out into different things. And you add that onto the layer of the Manny Gen, you're never going to stick to one thing.
Right.
Yeah. So talk to me about the sixth line, because a lot of our listeners are six lines and you are what we call in human design speak off the roof. So if you're listening and you're kind of not up to speed on this piece of human design, six line profiles go through three phases of life. In the first phase, they are really third line. So they're bumping around with life. Life is bumping them around. They're making mistakes. There's no such thing as mistakes, but they're making mistakes. And then in the second phase, from 30 to 50, you're really integrating all of those life lessons, which, as I understand it, is very, very uncomfortable. And then Suzanne is now, that's what we call on the roof. And then Suzanne has now moved into the phase over 50, where she is off the roof and is a role model. What has changed for you since coming off the roof, being in your role model phase?
Oh, so much. I spent, like you said, the first third of my life, I like to call it creating experiences.
I love that.
And for that whole second phase, I was just in a fog. I couldn't even tell you everything that I did. And that was when I started trying to build my business. And I was trying to put my message across as if I was already on the other side of it, when really I was right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And so now being off the roof, being on the other side of all of that, I feel like I can truly speak from those past experiences now. It comes out clearer. People come to me for that type of information, for that type of support of, you know, what's happening to me right now? How do I move through this? Because I can speak from that experience now, looking back on it versus being right in the middle of it and not even knowing what I was doing.
And I feel like that's the experience of a lot of people who, six lines, who come into CBD, content by design. They come in and, you know, there was one participant this round, and I'm going to talk to her on the podcast as well. And she was like really fighting me on it. The fact that you're talking like you're off the roof and you're on the roof. There's a different conversation. There's a different way that you need to show up in your business and in your messaging when you're on the roof versus when you're off the roof. And mastering that for six line profiles changes absolutely everything.
Yeah. I wish I had known that back when I was on the roof and in that second phase there.
Yeah. And there are gifts that you can offer in your messaging when you are on the roof. It's just that people aren't really ready to have you be that role model yet.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I understand as well from talking to lots of six lines that that piece between 30 and 50, and I find especially between 45 and 52, is wicked difficult because you've got some planetary returns. You're coming off the roof. Lots going on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everything's going on. And it really, each one kind of sends you for a different type of loop. You know, you just when you think you've kind of gotten settled into okay, this is where I am right now. This is where my life is right now. You know, boom, here comes Saturn return, or here comes, you know, something. And you're just like, wait, where am I? What am I doing? And it's almost like being, you know, and I look to the elderly parents that we're working with right now and dealing with, who for a minute, they'll just forget who they are. They'll forget where they are. And I'm like, I was doing that in my late 40s. So yeah, you really just kind of lose focus. Or I lost focus very frequently.
So what do you say to six line profiles who are in that kind of discomfort of that phase?
I feel like right now, a lot of what I'm getting response from is, let's just take a moment, you know,
space.
Let's take a step back. Let's look at where you are. Let's look at what you're doing. Because I also tend to attract a lot of generators and manifesting generators in my business. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, go, 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 let's do this, let's get it done. And sometimes you really do just have to pull back. And it's like, okay, let's stop, let's breathe. Here are some meditations. Let's work through this rather than trying to fight through it.
Now, this episode that we're recording today is going to be airing in August, but at the time of this recording, I have just recorded an episode about giving yourself and your creativity space in your business. And it's so interesting that here you are saying the thing that you need most is to take a breath and to take a pause. Yeah. So when did you write your books? What phase were you in when you wrote your books?
So all three were during my second phase. And the first book and then the subsequent ones were really kind of journaling my own journey. The first book is, you know, finding balance, finding truth. And it's all about trying to figure out what you're doing, what you want to be doing, and how do you get from point A to point B? Because that's where I was. I had no idea who I was, what I was doing, why I was doing it, why I was here. And so then I created, it was funny, I actually created this as a course. It was back then, there was no Zoom. It was, you know, like it was an audio course. And so you'd get everybody on the phone line. And it was
you have been at this a long time.
Very long time. And so everybody would join in on the call, and it was 5 days. And it was 25 steps of basically figuring out where you are, where you want to be, and then the steps to get rid of what you don't need in your life and to replace that with what you do want in your life. And that was really my journey of, okay, what do I need to get rid of that's not serving me here, that's, you know, pulling me down, that's not exciting me? Get rid of those things so that there's room to bring in the new things that I want to be a part of my life. And so that was book one. And I actually started that 1999, 2000 is when I started the course, teaching it as a course. And then it went into an e-course. I don't know if you remember those.
Yeah.
So then 25 steps went into your email, 25 days. And then I finally pulled it all together and created the book. And the book was published in 2012. So that was kind of a long thing. So then book number two, poof, the idea came up, Decluttering for Life, which kind of goes deeper into that getting stuff out of your life, not just the physical stuff, but energetic, you know, even going so far as to how do you deal with toxic people and remove them from your life. And that took another 5 years, even though the idea was there, it was outlined, but it still took 5 years before I finally just said, okay, boom, let's do this, get it out. I almost had book three at the 5 year mark. I had the idea at the beginning of that year, because up until that point, I didn't even know, is there going to be a book three? And I had this idea. I started outlining it out, and then it just went by the wayside. I can't even tell you what the topic was. I don't even remember. So 7 years later, I had this idea to do a mindfulness journal. And that was, again, for my own journey of stopping, pulling back, and being here, being now, and not trying to always see what's coming next, always worrying or being concerned about what's coming next or what's already passed. And it was really about bringing myself into the present. And so the mindfulness journal came up, and it's literally that. It's, you know, prompts on each page for you to just write what comes up for you with these statements and bringing you into the here and now. And then I thought, well, hey, manifesting generator, why not do something else? So we created a card deck to go along with it.
Of course you did.
Because why not? There's all these new tools out there now. So that came about along with the book.
Yeah. And it's also very six line. Like in each of these books, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're using your six line all the way through and bringing people on your journey. So yeah. We will link up those books, links for those books for you to grab them in the show notes. If you want to check out Suzanne's world and her work more, we're going to absolutely link those in. So I would love to shift gears with you a little bit here, because you were in the last round of Content by Design.
Yes.
So I want to talk with you a little bit about your experience, because we are getting ready to go into the launch for the next round. And it's always helpful for people, for listeners, if they can hear someone else who's been there. So we haven't curated any of these questions. If you're watching or listening to this, it's just two manifesting generators bouncing off of each other in the room. But one of the questions that I did write down is that you joined months before we started. You actually got in like on an early bird special that I did, I think 3 or 4 months before the course actually started again, the program actually started again. How did you know that you were ready for that round?
It was really, well, it's funny. It was just a gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I had passed up on the previous round because
mm-hmm.
I had been following you for a while, and I just knew I wasn't ready for that previous round. And that round ended, and I'd been thinking about it. And then the early bird came up, and I'm like, perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. But I had to sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, am I ready for this? Am I financially ready? Am I emotionally ready? Do I have the space in my life for this? And so I sat on it for a while, being the good emotional authority.
Yeah.
And it was still there, and it was there loud and clear and strong. And I'm like, okay, I have to do this. And so, you know, when that early bird came up, I'm like, yeah, this is my sign.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped in, and I was just chomping at the bit those whole next few months. You know, out in the Facebook group, and it's like, okay, what can I glean? What can I start working on now?
Yeah, because I think you got access to the bonuses right away, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I hope. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So can you define ready? If someone's listening in and they're like, oh, I've been watching this, I've been seeing these launches, I've been doing the master classes, I've been in her world, because people stay in my world for a while before they buy,
yes,
typically. So how did you know you were ready?
It was more of a feeling for me. It's not like I was in a certain place in my business, or I had, you know, achieved this or accomplished that, so now I'm ready for this next. It was like, I think for me, it was more of the realization that I am stumbling along, and I've been stumbling along with this for so many years. I need to nail it down.
Mm.
And your message is very clearly, we are going to get you nailed down in your business. And that was what I needed. I needed that, you know, not another template, not another theoretical, this is how in 2025, this is how we're doing business.
Yeah.
And it changes every year.
Blech.
It's like, well, yeah, it wasn't that. It was very concrete, and I need very concrete. So that's where your message really attracted me and spoke to me and said, okay, we're going to get this done. And I'm sure I've mentioned this to you before, you know, in going through your various courses, where sometimes not so gentle nudges
come on
are just what I need. I mean, they're gentle, but they're very honest.
Yeah.
And I've worked with other coaches in the past who they kind of want to, you know, make it soft. They want to give you a soft cushion to land on, which is fine, but it doesn't always give you that one little nudge, that one little kick in the butt that you need to, like, okay, I have all this information now. I know how to do it. I need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
because if it's sitting in my notebook, if it's sitting on my laptop, it's not speaking to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not only the challenges from you, but from the rest of the community and the support and different people giving their input, because everybody's going to see your words differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get this input from a group of people and one person sees it this way and one person sees it this way, and you can start to form a bigger picture with what your message really is and how it's affecting different people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I went off on a tangent there, but
that's perfect. That's perfect. I like that community piece too, because it's a small enough community that you really do get to know each other, which I think no matter what our human design is, there's value in that. And everybody's speaking to a different avatar, for lack of a better word. And in human design, mm-hmm. we know, I think that you're speaking to third lines, I believe, I remember.
First lines.
Okay. So you were able to tap into, okay, hey, first lines, would this speak to you? But also, okay, midlife women, okay, this stage of your business. So you've got all of that kind of juicy community vibe there. And everybody really is encouraging one another, even though many of us share niches. We're niche neighbors.
Yes.
So that's really cool for me as a facilitator to be able to look in and go, my God, this is amazing that women can support each other in this way.
Yeah, that was something that came up for me. I think it was just a couple of weeks ago. Somebody had commented, and they were talking about how they were refining their niche, and it was very similar to mine. It definitely had its differences, but it was very similar, where I could see myself a couple of years ago thinking, I don't even want to associate mm-hmm. with this person. I just mm-hmm. I want to distance myself, because I would have seen it as competition.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not that. And that was also something that I learned from Content by Design, that we all might be giving the same message, mm-hmm. but we're all delivering it in a different way. And we're all speaking to a different audience.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could have the same exact business as this other person next to me, but I'm going to say it differently than she is. And I'm talking to a different audience than she is, just based on our design.
Yeah.
And that was probably one thing that just kind of blew me away and thought, oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing to me, even though we're in the human design space, how easy it is to forget that.
Yes.
To be able to forget, oh, I actually, and when you say speaking to the same people, we never really are speaking to the same people, because it's your soul fit clients, who your soul yes. came here to move. That's who you're moving mm-hmm. when you tap into that message.
Yep. And it's easy for me talking with my clients, because many of my clients are people who are in some sort of transition. They've, you know, a lot of them are, you know, they're leaving or have left the job and they're starting a new business. Where do I go? How do I do? What am I doing here? And sharing that message with them has helped open their eyes that, oh, okay, yeah, this is, you know, there's a million people out there, but my audience is not a million people.
Yes,
you know, my
amen.
audience is maybe 500 or 1,000, and it's yeah. this person, this person, this person, this person, but not all of the others.
Yes, yes. Kevin Kelly's work, 1,000 True Fans, I find that so enlightening in this age of thinking that you need a video to go viral, or, oh my God, it sucks because only 200 people saw it. Well, how many people can you energetically hold in your container? Probably right. not 200 today.
Yeah.
So you don't need 60,000 people to see this reel in order to make it count for the people you're here to speak to.
Yeah.
We forget that piece in this. I don't even know what this is that we're in right now, but whatever this is that we're in right now, we forget that piece. So the transition piece, I think this is interesting, because I feel like that's some of the work that you did in CBD, is you came through and you felt like you were talking to one person, and you're still talking to the same person, but you really got a little bit clearer around, oh, this is actually what's happening in her world that I have a solution mm-hmm. for. How did that come about?
I feel like every time I go through something with you, it gets more and more refined. Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, tempering it in the fire, and each time it comes out, you know, more bright, more shiny. I don't remember which what we were talking about, but it was that brought that realization to me about life's defining moments.
Mm-hmm. That's how you said it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the defining moments in life, whether it's, and it's not always something bad. It's not always, you know, the death or divorce or being laid off from your job, or, you know, it can also be, you know, starting a family or starting a new business. Anytime we're going through these big life transitions, suddenly bright and clear right in front of us is, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who are you now versus what were you yesterday? And if we can understand, at least to a certain extent, understand the basics of our design and who we are at our core, those themes are going to carry through no matter what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you go through these transitions, you always have yourself to hold on to. You know, you always have, and it's funny because when I coach people and they're kind of like, you know, who am I? What is my message? This and that. It's like, well, let's look back. First, we'll look at your chart. Let's look at your, like your incarnation cross and your conscious son. Here, are you seeing this theme? You know, look back on the last 20 years of your life. Where have you seen this same theme?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll see that. They're like, oh, I've been doing this all along.
Yes.
This is my path. This is, and I, as long as I can go back to that, it doesn't matter what I do next, but I'll always have that core theme of what my life is about.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that when people come into the human design space to work with a coach, to whatever they do in the human design space, God forbid, ask ChatGPT. That's a conversation on my Instagram this week. But when they come into this space, they are feeling like human design is going to tell them who they are and what they are here to do.
Right.
Or, you know, they look at their incarnation cross and they'd be like, tell me my purpose. But I love how you said they've probably been doing it for 20 years, because we should, even though I hate that word, but we should be able to look back on our lives, even with all of the ways we've been conditioned against it. Those pieces are trying to peek through in everything that we do. And your purpose isn't really what you do. It's who you be as you move through your life. It's who you are as a wife, a mom, a grandma, a partner, a coworker, a business owner. It's everywhere, or it should be everywhere. But sometimes people need someone like you to come in and actually highlight. Okay, come look at yourself here, because you can't see yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't see that. I mean, I, again, six line, I went through all of that. And when I got all that information and looked back on my life and kind of went through all of the different phases, I could see where it's like, oh yeah, there it is there. And there it is when I was doing that. And there it is when I was being this person. And it just, I didn't know it was there.
Yes, exactly.
But it was there all along the way. And now that I'm conscious of it, it helps me in making the next decisions. It helps me. It's like, is that really right for me? Or am I just following the next squirrel that's, you know, mm-hmm. jumping around there, out there?
Mm-hmm. And it can be really easy to follow the squirrels and to not stay grounded in yourself and who you are, because the world is always knocking us around. Mm-hmm. There's always something else to distract us.
Oh, and especially with, you know, social media and every, like you were saying out there, it's like, there's always something coming at you. Oh, you have to follow this new trend, or mm-hmm. this is how we're doing it now. And
yes.
Oh, that's so 2023. Don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. It's nauseating. So that's something that I wanted to ask you about is, mm-hmm. I love what you said about your message is always being refined. Your niche is always being refined. Like, you're always being led in. A business is not linear. No matter what kind of a design you have, a human design you have, your business is a living, breathing thing that is always evolving.
Yes.
And mine is as well. Every time I go back to the drawing board, I'm like, okay, so how can I deepen this message? How can I make this more representative of what the experience actually is with me? Because that's the thing. We don't want to have one thing front-facing, say in our social media, show up as one person, or in our launches, show up as one person. Then people get in the room and they're like, imagine if I wasn't fiery in my launch, people get into the room with me and they're like, Oh my God, she's actually pretty blunt, or she actually, you know, whatever it is that I am, I don't know. They tell me it's intense, but you want to show that in everything that you're doing. So Vicky, circle back. What is the question? The question is, lots of times people come into CBD thinking that it's going to help them write social media posts. And you're laughing. What actually do you do inside CBD?
It can end up as helping you write social media posts. It helped me a lot. But ultimately, it's really defining your message. It's defining, you know, whether you're writing it on social media or talking to your clients or how you're building your business. It's really refining who you are and what you're here to do. And that's kind of goes beyond whatever our business is. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes into, you know, how are you communicating with your family? How are you communicating with your coworkers? So I feel like it's much bigger than just, you know, yes, using that information is great for writing social media content. I went into this also still, I was ready to close down my Instagram account.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was at that point where I had a couple of different ones out there that were just kind of like fun accounts, travel and food, because I used to travel a lot and I always like to try new foods. And so I'd always have all those pictures out there. So I started shutting those down one by one. And there was the last two, and I still have them now. Thank mm-hmm. you. Because I really was, it was just so much of the craziness that's out there, the spam accounts and all of that. And I was just so done with it. And I'm like, I'm not reaching anybody. Mm-hmm. I can't get my message out there because there's too much other garbage floating mm-hmm. around it. And I was just ready to shut it down. And one of the courses that I went through with you, it was, you know, it was big on, you know, Instagram, and I know you're very prominent on Instagram. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to give this a try. And I found that I could really have fun with it because I knew where I started to learn where my message was, mm-hmm. what my message was, where it was coming from, and who it's supposed to reach. Mm-hmm. And that it didn't matter. Like we said, it didn't matter if it didn't reach 10,000 people. If it reached the 10 people yes. that it needed to reach, then that was it.
Yeah.
And as I started working more and more out there, I'm starting to see more and more of real people
yeah.
and less of the spammy craziness that's out there. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I exactly answered the question.
Yeah, there. I think you did. Yeah. It's really, it changes everything when you start with who you are and you know the pieces to mine in your human design to be able to say, that's actually what my soul needs to say. And when that becomes the through line through everything, it's not just about your Instagram account, but it can be fun on your Instagram account.
Yes.
And it's so funny that you say that I think you said prominent on Instagram. So at the time of this recording, I think I have somewhere around 1500 followers. So like, that's nothing on Instagram when you look at all of these massive influencers, but my Instagram, my podcast, everything that I do is monetized because mm-hmm. I'm speaking to the right people and bringing them to my door. And like you said, if it's 10 people, I'm really cool with that because I don't want to work with 100,000 people at this moment in my life. Maybe someday, I don't know. I mean, we never say no to the universe, but yeah, it's really understanding that it's not about volume. It's really about speaking what's on your soul. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I love to ask people, grads of CBD, is what would you add? Because I'm always adding something new for the next round. One of the things that we are working on, even though it kind of pains me, but I know that this is how people are longing to create content now, is that I'm adding a custom GPT, at least one custom GPT into the next round. Custom AI that actually will help you. Because that's a topic for another day, but people are using AI in such a lazy, lazy, oh. lazy way. Yeah. Yeah. But if you could add one thing to CBD, what would it be?
Oh, see, I've always been the late adapter to new technologies. you know, my car will be 10 years old before I trade it in.
Yep,
My
me too.
phone will be like, oh,
Same.
my bank app doesn't work on the phone anymore. Okay, now I have to update my phone.
Yeah.
I like to watch. I'll watch and see how it's going for everybody else. So as far as what to add, I mean, I personally feel like there is so much in there now, and that each time I go back and reread my notes or go back over a particular module, I'll get something new out of it. So, I mean, I'm sure I will love whatever you add. Because just from looking at like the previous bonus content and then what we do in the next class, and it's like, oh, that's cool. I would have never thought of that. And that's really helpful. But to think about what to add, I don't have anything that I could say right now.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll surprise you. It's kind of the wrong style of question to ask a manifesting generator too. So that wasn't fair. And I love that you mentioned the bonuses, because I really try. I think lots of times when people are creating courses or programs, they just want to throw all of these bonuses in that don't really relate. But in CBD, I've really tried to keep the bonuses curated towards your message. So we have bonuses on speaking, on launching, on creating offers, on creating a podcast. I'm not even sure all that's in there right now. There's going to be a couple more juicy ones added for the next round. And go ahead.
I was going to say, what I love about that bonus content, because like I said, I've been through so many different courses with so many different people, and I've tried all these different things. The bonus content that you offer is very foundational.
Yeah.
So when I had that, whatever it was, 3 or 4 months leading up to the start of the program, that was really core stuff for me to work through that I felt really prepared me for diving right into the CBD content. You know, it was really good foundational stuff.
Good. That's good
one
to
my
hear.
Favorite
Thank
words,
you. Yeah.
Stuff.
Stuff. Yeah. Well, and one of my favorite words is foundational, because that's been a huge realization for me in my business in the last year. Is like, I used to feel really almost small because I teach foundations and it didn't feel sexy enough. But now I'm just standing on that mountain of like, if you don't have a foundation, it's going to fall apart. So let's build the foundation first. So I love that you said that about the bonuses. I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. One final question, and maybe just conversation more than question, is when I talk about, and I understand that I don't talk about this enough in my content, lifetime access to CBD, what that actually means is that you get to keep coming back through. So I've got people now who are coming into their fifth round of CBD, and they come back through and they participate in the conversations and the calls and all of the things. Was that a factor for you in investing in Content by Design?
It wasn't initially, but as we went through it and when we ended it, I immediately couldn't wait for the next round.
Yeah.
Because it was like, okay, I've reached this level. I've done like this level of work with that content. I'm ready to go back through that content again at a different level.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that because having the other people in the group who had already been through it, who'd already been through it multiple times, and seeing where they were and seeing how they responded to different questions or how they were building things in their business, I could just see that they were probably where I am back when they started. And they're kind of building themselves up step by step by going back through it. It was like when I came to that, the realization, it was about a week or two ago, that I really need to be working with one-on-one with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I used to back in the day, you know, everything that's what you did. You worked one-on-one, but it was like, oh, groups are sexier and you make more money with groups and you leverage your time. And so I kept trying all these group things, and it's like, that's not me. And then, you know, sure enough, you lovingly pointed out, hey, you got is the 6596.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
You're designed to be working and going deep one-on-one with people. And it just felt so much easier. And starting to go back through the CBD program and all of my notes, but with that focus of one-on-one work versus trying to build a group that never felt comfortable. It's just, you know, again, it's like, you don't know what you don't know. Or, you know, you can look at everybody else's chart and see all kinds of things. And you look at your own, you're like, yeah, I don't see anything there.
Exactly. Yeah. Same, same. It's such a gift when somebody else looks at your design and sees something. Yeah.
And I think like,
how did I miss that? That's the beauty, I think, of, I know that's the beauty of building your business according to your design, is that you don't have to chase the sexy trending thing in your business. And it doesn't mean you can never do group work, but if one-on-one work feels sexy to you, you can scale one-on-one work. There are more than, I don't like that expression, but there's more than one way to skin a cat. There's more than one way to grow your business and scale your business, as long as it's on a solid foundation.
Right. Yeah. It's the foundations.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for being here. This has been, I could talk to you all day. It's been such a great conversation. I don't often get to speak with you one-on-one, so this has been nice. Thank you. Where can people find you?
I can be found primarily on Substack. Right. I write a weekly publication, and I do my weekly podcast is hosted there. SuzanneArjona.substack.com. And if you just look me up, it's also linked on my website, which is SuzanneArjona.com, which will be in the show notes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'd like to link up your books there as well for people.
Okay. I can get you that information.
Yeah. Anywhere else? Were you going to say something else? I think I cut you off.
No, I mean, I'm on Instagram.
Yeah.
I try to be.
Yeah.
More on Instagram.
Sticking it out on Instagram.
And it's funny, Instagram is more with the in the moment, where it's like, you know, I'll be driving down the road and it's like, oh, look, there's some cows. Let's get some cool B-roll. And it's like,
yeah,
I live in Texas. There's cows all over the place in Texas. There's these long stretches of road with nothing, but they make great B-roll.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And you got to do it when you're in response.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for being here. I appreciate you.
Thank you for inviting me. It's really been fun.